yourself comfortable and getting ready to practice mindfulness. Closing your eyes if you haven't done so already and taking a couple of deep breaths. As we come to the final day of our 7-day challenge, inviting you now to reflect on the past week. So if you notice anything, any gifts that you've been brought through this practice. Perhaps you've noticed that you've become a little bit less reactive to yourself or to situations. Or perhaps you remember things a little bit more because you were more present at events in your life. Perhaps you noticed the experience as you took some deep breaths. Perhaps you became more aware of compassion and what it is and what it can potentially do for you. As you reflect on the week, it's asking what gifts have been brought to you. What have you noticed? What have you taken away? Is there any aha moments? Realizations? Are things that stood out to you that you felt, yes, I'm going to bring that with me into my everyday life. That's going to be of use to me. Because you see, that's what mindfulness is all about. There's no separation between our practice and our lives, because what we practice when we close our eyes is what we want to bring into our lives. There's a very famous story of a Cherokee Indian man talking to his grandson. And the grandson asks the grandfather about life. Grandfather tells his son, his grandson, there's a fight going on inside me, and it's going on inside you, and it's going on inside everybody in the world. And the fight is between two wolves. One wolf is full of compassion, love, understanding, peace, patience, freedom, joy. And the other wolf is full of anger, disappointment, bitterness, jealousy, despair. The grandson looks at him and asks, which wolf wins? To which the grandfather replies, the one that you feed. The story always gives me chills, because in mindfulness we're not denying that we have aspects of ourselves that we might not like, but in mindfulness we grow the parts of ourselves that we do like. We give attention to compassion, patience, love, understanding, peace, freedom, joy, so that we can have more of that in our lives. This is one of the many gifts of mindfulness. So we bring compassion into our last practice. Mantra. May I be well. May I be happy. May I find peace within. And seeing perhaps if you can believe it a little bit more, if you can step into it. Remember, it's an invitation. Someday you believe it rather than trying to convince yourself in this moment. May I be well. May I be happy. May I find peace within. May I be well. over and over, repeating that mantra, feeding the wolf inside you that's full of compassion, kindness, love, understanding, healing, freedom. May I be well, happy, peaceful. One more time. May I be well, happy, peaceful. Taking a couple of deep breaths and dropping a thank you into your body, to yourself, for taking this time. And when you're ready, slowly coming out of this practice. Namaste.